Sir Henry Curtis here, welcoming you to another No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. Swallow the red pill, put on the sunglasses, and prepare to see this particular physical world as it truly is, instead of the false view those running this world are projecting into your eyes and brain. Today's subject is mainstream medicine, the name of which is very incorrect. I don't know how the scientists managed to spin the frame so that we look upon them as mainstream, because it's anything but. They ignore all kinds of healthy modalities that have existed for thousands of years. Instead, they want to drug us, slice us, and burn us, or poison us, with their drugs and their technology. How they became mainstream is completely beyond me. It's just must have been a really interesting campaign of propaganda, probably that involved the American Medical Association and the evil founding of that back in the 30s. That's a subject for another podcast. What's interesting about mainstream medicine is that 200 years ago, they basically murdered the American President Washington by bleeding him to death. They were trying to get the bad blood out. As recently as 50 years ago, some doctors were still using leeches and needles to remove bad blood from patients. A couple hundred years before doctors were murdering patients via bleeding, they were murdering them through a practice known as trepanning, which involved drilling a hole into the patient's head to allow the evil spirits to escape. These are the people to whom you are trusting your health, which seems pretty crazy when there are all kinds of wonderful modalities that have been around for thousands of years, such as, acupuncture and all kinds of things like that. There's homeopathics, which is another subject I'm going to have to spend more time on. They don't like homeopathics because it doesn't work, and yet they love vaccines, which work on the exact same principle, except a higher dose and more toxicity, containing thimerosal, which is a fancy-pants name for mercury, one of the deadliest poisons ever known. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'd neither be here, nor would I look as good as I do, without Western allopathic, aka mainstream medicine. They're really, really good at putting you back together after traumatic injury. They don't really, though, have a clue about chronic pain and chronic, whatever your ailment, for lack of a better term. If I were in a crash, the first thing I would want, I say a car crash, and that's pretty easy to do, which is because it's too fornicatingly easy to get a driver's license in this jurisdiction. That's a subject for another podcast. Then the first people I'd want to go to are those who put bones back together and stitch skin and flesh, tendon, sinew, connective tissue, and fix all that kind of stuff. The Western practitioners are excellent at that, and I'm a testament to their excellence. It's when they come into other issues, diseases, chronic pain, things like that. These folks ignore some of the most basic things. For example, when people heal themselves because they think they're taking something that's going to heal them, which in reality is sugar pills, it's called the placebo effect. And scientists laugh at that, which makes no sense. Why the hell aren't they working on that? If people can actually heal themselves through their thought process and through their beliefs, why are we not using that? And no, can't do that. Instead, we have to have drugs and technology, which makes no sense, at least not to me. If you don't need a drug to get better, why risk all those adverse side effects? Seems pointless and risky. In his book, The Biology of Belief, Dr. Bruce Lipman detailed how most medical practitioners are stuck in a 70-year-old Newtonian universe. Or Sir, what was his name? Isaac Newton. Thank you. When he looked at things, it was matter as particles or waves or whatever. Now we know that all matter is energy. That's from quantum physics, quantum mechanics. And it's a more modern view of, well, at least the physicists who count. It looks like we're all energy. For example, the table on which this microphone sits is really a whole bunch of atoms moving around so fast, like an airplane propeller, that it looks solid. We are the same. We're composed of energy. So why are we trying to chop out the bad parts, quotations around bad, and insert new ones? I can get that if you're an old person and you ate crappily, or you were a professional wrestler and your shoulders and knees are worn out and you want plastic ones. I can get that. I'm all for dental implants. I even have one. Post and crown, that kind of stuff. Anything cosmetic like that, if you can afford it, great, go for it. What I have issue with is cutting out pieces of people's body parts just because they don't understand, when I say they, the Western allopathic mainstream medicine practitioners, don't understand what they're about. For example, tonsils. Believe it or not, North American doctors are still yanking out children's tonsils. Why? Oh, because the tonsils have gotten infected. Why the frack don't they take a look at why the tonsils are becoming infected? Oh, no, that would involve far too much brain power. Instead, let's just hack them out. You don't need tonsils. They were just put there so that Western allopaths could cut them out. They don't serve any purpose. It's ridiculous. When in doubt, cut it out. That seems to be what mainstream medicine likes to do. Now, we could get into how they like to poison people and everything with their vaccines and their chemotherapy and their radiation and stuff. I think that ought to be another subject, maybe another podcast. I think my biggest issue with Western allopaths is how they look down their nose at methods of healing that are thousands of years old and older than them and more effective with fewer side effects. Homeopathy, for one, it works on the very same principle as their vaccines work, without the toxicity, without the thimerosal, without the side effects, without killing anybody. Homeopathy was invented a little over 100 years ago by a guy who, I'll have to dig up his name, came up with the idea that less is more. So he dilutes something. For example, there's a homeopathic remedy called Apis, A-P-I-S. Wonderful for bites and stings from insects, particularly bee stings. Apis has saved my butt more times than I can remember from bee stings. What happens to me when I get stung by a bee? I sort of lose my brain and don't know where I am and wander around in a stupor. You might think I'm doing that right now, and to which you are entitled to your opinion. Anyways, when I take Apis, I'm restored to normal. Also, the pain goes away. Sure, I could carry around one of those bee kits, and I might even qualify for one if I wanted to jump through the Western allopaths, mainstream medicine's hoops. You know, those hoops they put up that bureaucrats put in front of you to, oh no, you don't really need this. You just want to get off on the drug, and it's adrenaline in the case of bees. And I have to admit, out of all the drugs I've ever done, my own adrenaline is absolutely the most fun. Anyways, Apis has saved my butt, and yet the Western allopaths laugh at homeopathy. They've never tried it, of course, and they say, oh, it's just little sugar pills, and it must be the placebo effect. Yeah, which is why it works so well on animals, because animals don't have a placebo effect. I've seen homeopathics work on them lots of times, all kinds of things. That's sort of one of them. The other one is acupuncture, which is starting to become accepted by mainstream simply because it works so well and because it's got 5,000 years of recorded history. It's very difficult for them to ignore it. Sure, some of them do. Some of them can't stand it, and they make up all kinds of nonsense, just like there are still people who believe the Earth gets revolved around by the sun, and it's the center of the universe, not the sun, and whatever. There's all kinds. It takes all kinds. We allow those people to have their points of view. When they hurt us, that's when I have an issue with other people's points of view. Next time you're talking with your doctor, ask him or her how acupuncture works. They'll probably say, well, we're not really sure, or we don't really know, but it seems to work for some people. It's probably the placebo effect, and I don't really like sticking needles in people, or blah, 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 blah. Yeah, unless you're delivering pharmaceuticals, then you're all for sticking needles in people. But anyways, acupuncture works because it unblocks energy blockages. It removes the blockages. Your energy, you're a big bundle of energy. Yeah, you're manifesting on this particular physical plane in a physical body. You are, however, energy. And your energy gets blocked by various things. Can be stress, can be strain. It's often emotional. And that's an aspect that the scientists refuse to consider. And yet, every single physical ailment can be and has been traced back to an emotional cause. That includes accidents. A lady named Louise Hay, in a book called You Can Heal Your Own Life, has a list of all of the different ailments. For example, accidents. This is one with which I'm very familiar. Comes from a belief in violence. Now, I'm assuming that means a belief in violence as a resort or as an answer. And I have to say that every time I want to boot somebody in the knee, and that's usually only someone who deserves it, by the way, at least in my point of view, my knee hurts after a while. Now, that's instant karma. It's coming back to me. I get what I give. I reaped what I sow. I want to boot somebody in the knee, then my knee gives me pain after a while. Or I work out and think, oh, gee, I strained my knee working out. In reality, I was thinking about wanting to hurt somebody who I felt deserved it. And really, I just need to allow those kinds of people. Unless they attack me or someone I know directly, we just have to let them go. That includes lousy drivers, which is another subject we can get to later. I suppose I can't really blame Western allopaths, sorry, mainstream medical people. They are responding to the typical North American, if not typical human, desire for an instant fix. Somebody who eats crap their entire life and doesn't exercise, then ends up at 60 with a bad heart or some autoimmune disorder, just wants to take a pill and be better. I get that. Nobody wants to accept responsibility. Well, I won't say nobody. Let's use Pareto's 80-20. So if it's 80-20, let's do 20% of the 20%. That's 4%. So let's say 96% of the world doesn't want to accept responsibility for its health, its well-being, and that includes financial, political, whatever. And so they want someone else to do it. They are, as in the words of Cabot Robert, walking around with an umbilical cord in their hand, looking for someone else to plug it into. Only a handful of folks take the time to exercise and make the effort to eat right. And by right, you know what I mean by say right. That means no ho-hos, no donuts, nothing in the middle of the grocery store. Go on the outside, get the protein and vegetables and the gluten-free grains, if possible. My biggest issue with these folks, well, I guess it's not the biggest issue. I would take a while for me to think of which is the actual biggest issue. Nevertheless, the issue with Western mainstream medicine is that it caters to this bullshony idea of a quick fix pill. There's no such thing. If you want your health, you've got to work for it. You have to exercise. Oh, gee, I don't want to get big. Well, you have no idea. People who say, I don't want to get big, I don't want to lift weights, I don't want big muscles. A lot of people think that if they pick up a weight, they're going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in a couple of weeks. So, oh no, I can't lift weights. That's ridiculous. No, you know what? The older you get, the more you have to lift weight. And I don't mean 15-pound pink dumbbells. I mean, you got to lift weight. I don't care who you are. You got to lift weight. If you're in a wheelchair and you can move your arms, do pull-ups. There are lots of folks who help you out. If you have limitations, you work around those limitations. You still have to exercise. Yes, walking is great. Riding a bike is fine. All those other things, you know what I'm talking about. What you have to get away from is the garbage, the absolute garbage that passes for food in North America. which is what most of the shelf and floor space in grocery stores is devoted to, packaged, processed crap. It's actually poison in a lot of cases, however it's been sold to as food. That's nonsense. Eat real food, real vegetables, a little bit of fruit, and your proteins. If you want to be a vegan and not eat animals, good for you. It takes a lot more work than I'm willing to put into. And since the flesh industry is so good at delivering good flesh, I happen to live where we can get drug-free, free-range, often grass-fed flesh for the same price or slightly more expensive than the toxic anabolic steroid-laden stuff that passes for flesh sold in the stores. So I buy that. You don't have to if you don't want to. Eat whatever you want. If you want to eat crap, just don't. If you're going to eat crap and not exercise and not take care of yourself, don't expect a quick fix. When you get 50 or 60, you're going to be ill. And guess who's going to be paying your medical bills? All of us. Well, that's another subject. And before I start into that, I think I'm going to call it quits on this one. This is Sir Henry Curtis. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the No Plan, No Script, No Bullshoney podcast. This is Sir Henry Curtis signing off until our next time together. May your Schwartz go with you.